President Trump's attempts at travel bans have met with intense legal opposition. In fact, back in January, we brought you stories about lawyers and law students who rushed to airports to help those affected by Trump's executive order. That legal work continues. Zadie Stavely has the story of some law students in California who are motivated to help because of their own immigrant experiences.
Set them free! Set them free!
Outside a detention center in Northern California, a group is protesting that dozens of unaccompanied child migrants are being held inside. They're also celebrating a victory. A 14-year-old boy from Honduras has been released to a foster home after more than a year in detention. Sarah Asani Nia, a law student at the University of California, Davis, saw him just after he was released.
It was really remarkable. He was wearing the clothes that he wore when he was brought into detention a year ago. And that was literally the only thing that he owned, is like that t-shirt, those shorts, and those sandals.
Asani Nia asked that we only use the boy's initials, GE, because he's a minor in foster care. GE fled severe abuse in his home in Honduras. He fled alone, crossed the Texas border, and turned himself in to authorities. He has no family in the U.S. Asani Nia met the boy in detention through the Immigration Law Clinic at UC Davis. It lets students take on cases with guidance.
Every time we visited him, we would bring a deck of cards with us and play cards or dominoes. And we felt that that would kind of loosen him up, put a smile on his face, and make it maybe slightly easier to ask some of the difficult questions.
Many of the students at this clinic at UC Davis come from immigrant families themselves.
I was born in Los Angeles, and my parents are refugees from Iran. The foundation is the same. You're coming to this country with virtually nothing.
But Asani Nia knows her family's story is different than GE's.
My family wasn't in detention. I mean, it's drastically different. Immigration detention is jail. It's jail conditions, and it takes a huge psychological toll.
Actually, we also were lucky enough that he wrote back.
¿Cómo ha estado? Espero que bien.
Outside the detention center, an immigration rights advocate reads a letter from the boy, GE, to the supporters who pressured for his release and gave him donated clothes.
Me gustó la gorra de Red Sox. I really like the Red Sox hat. I hope that I can meet you someday. Con mucho cariño, GE. With lots of love, GE.
Later, Asani Nia takes a moment in her car to call her mom.
Hello.
Salam, Mamon Jun.
Salam, Ashika.
Khaste nabashi, Mamon.
She greets her mom in Farsi, then switches to English.
Do you remember my 14-year-old client that was in immigration jail?
Yeah.
We got him out yesterday.
Oh, I'm so glad, Mama Jen. That's a good job.
Thank you, Mommy.
At the University Law Clinic, Professor Holly Cooper supervises the students. Her grandfather fled Russia as a child. She says her family history pulls her to this work. It's something she notices with the students, too.
A lot of what you see with all the students, it's almost like this sort of like invisible thread, you know, of your past, sort of pulling you to do certain areas of work.
Cooper introduces me to other students whose families are from India, Mexico, and China. Their stories make them strong advocates, Cooper says. After Donald Trump's inauguration, the clinic is receiving more calls now from students wanting to help out. For Sarah Asani Nia and many of her fellow law students, Trump's executive orders on immigration feel personal.
It's scary to feel attacked in this way. It's very insulting, and professionally it's scary to see our clients going through so much distress.
When Trump's executive order tried blocking certain people from entering the U.S., Asani Nia drove to San Francisco to help an elderly Iranian couple detained at the airport. For the first time, she spoke Farsi for her legal work. It felt good, she says, and reminded her of something her parents taught her, to value her citizenship by voting, raising her voice, and standing up for the rights of others. For the world, Zadie Stavely, Davis, California.